You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was a funny post on social media. Somebody was talking about, quote, fine dining. But that's in quotes for a reason. Now, I get a lot of grief from people because I do happen to love going to Del Frisco's.
Oh, yes, well.
You know, for special occasions and stuff. But when you're a kid, Jeremy, it's a little different. The things that we consider fine dining when we're children are
a little different,
quite
right?
Different from what we, you know, anticipate when we're an adult.
We were chatting about this off the air yesterday, and I had to start. You know, I giggled a little bit. I giggled because I was thinking back to, you know, growing up, and whenever my parents would announce that we're going out to dinner, and they announced that we would be going to Red Lobster, I was like, "Whoa, Mom and Dad, what's the special occasion?"
Living it up.
Red Lobster was always like the go-to, and you knew like things were good or something fancy was going down, and we would go get the, you know, unlimited shrimp.
I'll tell you what, man.
Cheesy things they got.
I would count down the days and the hours until the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, there you go. That's the ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't that funny, though? But you're thinking like, wow. Yeah, Red Lobster as a kid was like, whoa, man, we are rolling in it.
I grew up in a middle class, like probably lower middle class family. So we didn't have a ton of money growing up. We didn't go out a whole lot. But when we did, I know that my parents would occasionally take us to what in Colorado, people don't know what this is, but I'll give you something similar in a second. But they would take us to a place called Luby's Cafeteria. And that's kind of like, if you remember, Furs cafeterias that they used to have around Denver, right?
Yes.
Where you go and you get your tray and you go down and you get to select, you know, first your like salad thing or whatever. And then you get an entree and then you get sides and then you get dessert comes on its own little
square of Jell-O that's sitting there jiggling. Yeah.
Or a, you know, piece of pie that maybe has been sitting out for 4 or 5 days. You don't know. But as a kid, my sister and I were like, oh, yeah, we're going to Luby's.
Yeah, there's so many choices. You can have whatever you want.
And I think that's what made it in my little pea brain kid mind that made it fine dining.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you're a kid and you look at a menu, it's just words. So it doesn't really mean much to you, right?
Yeah.
But when you're a kid and you go down the aisle, you know, the little thing at a buffet restaurant, then your senses are overwhelmed by this input of all of this food, and it's like to you, that must be living it up.
It's like a king, you know, where they bring you anything you want. You know, you're like, whoa.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
so
funny, man.
I wonder if maybe another one for your family might have been White Fence Farm, too.
White Fence Farm was every Easter. Yes, we knew when we were going to White Fence Farm, it was Easter. It was once a year. We got dressed up really fancy, and away we went.
May it rest.
May it rest. My God, I know. The Hush Puppies, killer. The other one I can think of that immediately comes to mind is the Old Spaghetti Factory, which that was like, you know, a trip from Littleton to downtown to where the Old Spaghetti Factory was.
And you got to cross your fingers that your seat was inside that
train car, yes. If we got that, it was like, wow.
I remember taking my son when he was maybe 7 to the Old Spaghetti Factory and requesting, you know, I said, I'll wait. They said, well, it could be like an hour wait. And I was like, I'll wait.
Yeah, this is
I'll
what we're doing. This is why we're here.
Inside the train car, man.
Yeah. And is that even around anymore? I should look that
up. I honestly don't know.
I don't know
because
either.
You know, it's my new rule as an adult. I won't eat at any restaurant that has the word factory in its name. So I'm out with Spaghetti Factory
and
Cheesecake Factory. No factories for this boy. Some people are writing in. They're like, yeah, Sullivan Steakhouse. We're like,
no, that doesn't work.
See, the joke here is that when you were a kid, like Jeremy, he thought Red Lobster was living it up. I thought going to a Furs cafeteria was fine dining. See, that's the joke.
A lot of country clubs are rolling in on the text line. It's like, no. Here's one that does work. Carrie says, we didn't go out much growing up, so believe it or not, mine was Olive Garden. It was always the place my parents chose when dad got a bonus or had a good month in sales. My brother and I would dress nice and out we went. They even let us get sodas, which we knew that when that happened, we were rich that month.
Right.
Whoa.
So true.
Olive Garden? What?
So see, that's how it works. And I don't know this place that Vicky wrote in, but just the name of it alone is making me laugh. When she was a kid, they would go sometimes to live it up at the Drumstick Chicken Restaurant.
See? That's
See, it was called the Drumstick, okay?
Cheese. So, it's cheesy.
That's fantastic. Let's take a couple calls. Let's see what Andrew's got. Andrew, where'd you go to live it up? What was the fine dining when you were a kid?
Well, I grew up in Oklahoma, and it was this all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet called Panda Garden, and it has exactly what you think, right? Like sugar breads and those, like, wafer cookies and Jell-O, yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And loved it as a kid, and then I was a bit disillusioned when I took my wife about 20 years later and said, oh, we've got to go here. It is my favorite. We've got to try it. And it was not what I remember being.
Yeah, it was kind of dumpy. But
never will be, Andrew. It never. You can never go home again, as they say.
But Panda Garden back in the day, watch out now.
I guess the equivalent would be Panda Express, right?
Probably, so, yeah. Orange chicken.
Andrew, thank you for the call. Here comes Samantha. Samantha, good morning. What was fine dining when you were a kid?
Northwoods Inn in Littleton.
Northwoods Inn? I don't think I know
I
that
don't
one.
Know that one, and I'm from Little Fun. Where was that at?
It used to be where Hudson Gardens is now in Santa Fe.
Okay.
I'll be darned.
Was it an actual fancy restaurant, though?
It wasn't that fancy.
No.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, okay.
Well, hopefully
it's
better
you.
Than your phone. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Here, let me read you another quick one real quick from John, because I found this so freaking funny. John said, any steak restaurant meant we get out the nice pants and nice shirt. Steak restaurants were only reserved for holidays and if somebody in the family had died. So either we were going to get steak and presents or steak and never see my uncle again. And that was from John. Okay, oh so God, steak great. Meant something good or bad.
I love it. Nikki says, all day long, Fuddruckers.
Oh, yes! The vats
of cheese! You were living
cheese.
It up if you went to Fuddruckers, man.
You could pump your own cheese.
She said, I would get a grilled cheese and a chocolate milkshake, and on really special occasions, my mom would even let us play the arcade games.
Whoa! Mom's got quarters. Mom's
Nikki,
got quarters.
That's what we're talking about right there. Oh, that's hilarious. Here's Paul, who's holding. Paul, where was fine dining when you were a kid?
Good morning, boys. So we went to a place called Chuckanut Manor. I was born and raised up in Washington State. And what made it special is they always served sparkling cider.
Oh, well, the bubbles tickle my nose.
Oh, it was fancy.
Fancy cider.
Thank you.
All right, Paul. Thanks for that restaurant that nobody knows.
We don't
knows.
Get the reference. We're not from those parts.
Here's one that people know. Shelley says, it was a big deal if we got to go to Arby's. It was always fancy fast food.
Right.
Because Arby's is a little higher end, right?
Because it's a roast beef sandwich. It's not a hamburger.
You know, they slice their own meats there at the Arby's.
Amber, what about you? Where'd you guys go?
Oh, it was called Mr. Steak, and it was on the corner of 120th and Main Street in Broomfield. And yeah. I think it's been about 800 things since then, like an old armadillo, and I think right now it's a 3 margaritas. But, man, when it was Mr. Steak, that was fine dining. Like, as a 6-year-old kid, yeah. I was planning my college graduation feast there.
Yeah, there used to be one down in Applewood. My uncle was a manager at Mr. Steak growing up, and that was always a big deal when the family got together and went to Mr. Steak because he could get us a discount on steaks.
Yeah, and you got shrimp with your steak,
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, some of the saltiest steaks ever, though, if I recall.